Energy from Our Environment, written by Corinne Bullock, illustrated by Tyra Cockney Goose. My Ananak is the greatest storyteller in the whole Mackenzie Delta. I could sit and listen to her for hours. She is always ready with an answer to one of my many questions. I especially love when she talks about long ago, when she was a girl growing up on the banks of the Arctic Ocean in a little town called Tuktoyaktuk. This is just up the Mackenzie River from us here in Inuvik, and close to our summer whaling camp. Today I am at Ananak's for lunch, and as we sit down to a bowl of caribou soup and her world-famous bannock, the radio plays in the background. I can hear the announcer giving an update on a drone pilot project that will be used in the Arctic to survey and research the land and the water. Ananak says this is important new technology and that it will help answer questions that are coming up with all the changes that have been happening in our environment. I know from the news and my studies at school that she is talking about climate change. Climate change is happening right before our eyes, and a lot of people are working very hard to find ways for our communities to either mitigate or adapt to these changes. This topic starts a lively conversation between Ananak and me. She tells me that winter does not bring as much precipitation as it used to, and without that snow, the land dries faster in the summer, and some areas are now experiencing drought. With the land drying faster and the weather changing rapidly, we are now seeing the permafrost melt. Permafrost never melted when Ananak was a girl, and they were able to dig permanent ice freezers to store food in the summers. I tell her about my on-the-land class field trip a few weeks ago, and how everyone was shocked when we pulled a salmon up in our net alongside the whitefish. Ananak is so happy that our school is giving us this experience, but says that salmon in the Beaufort Delta was unheard of when she was a girl. She says extreme weather and changing temperatures will bring more and more non-native species to our region. She tells me that this is called adaptation, when plants and animals migrate from their homes and look for the right temperatures and habitats to survive. Ananak expresses the importance of stewardship and that my generation will be the next to take care and watch our land and waters. She says that keeping the land and water clean is vital to the health of the animals and fish that have been a part of our survival since time immemorial. She says that eliminating pollution is everyone's job and we must all do our part. Contamination of ecosystems and habitats will cause the species we rely on to go away and look for healthier places to live. She tells me that we must keep researching and looking for renewable sources of energy that will help keep our ecosystems clean. I ask Ananak what she means by renewable energy sources. She tells me that they use energy from alternate and sustainable resources, like wind or sunshine, to power our homes. Ananak says it would be an especially good idea to look into solar energy in Inuvik because of the 24-hour sunlight in the summer. Ananak also says that there are a lot of different ways that people could reduce the amount of energy they waste. One of the things she said that people can do is use more energy savers to reduce their emissions. Ananak shows me the new kitchen appliances that she got to save energy. I am so excited and want to keep learning, but before I can get another question in, Ananak notices the time and urges me to put my snowsuit on and head back to school before the bell sounds. About the author and illustrator, Corinne Bullock, author. Corinne Bullock is an Inuvialuit and a proud mother, daughter, sister, wife, and granddaughter. This story follows conversations she and her daughters have had over the years with their Ananak or Amau. Corinne hopes that the familiarity of the radio in the background and that important knowledge exchange that takes place between our children and grandparents inspires other Inuvialuk to tell their own stories. Tyra Cockney Goose, illustrator. Born and raised in Inuvik, NT, Tyra Cockney Goose, an Inuvialuit, comes from a family that is rich with Inuit artists of many mediums. Tyra has always valued the preservation of language and culture, and is excited to be a part of this project. She hopes that the book will spark conversations on energy and aid in the transfer of traditional knowledge. Aubrey visits her Ananak for lunch. Ananak is the greatest Inuvialuit storyteller in the whole Mackenzie Delta. Aubrey and Ananak talk about how the land has changed since Ananak was a little girl. Changes to the land have happened because of climate change. Aubrey and Ananak talk about why research in renewable energy is important. This book was written and illustrated by Inuvialuit to promote energy literacy in the Inuvialuit Settlement Region, or the ISR. The goal of this book is to facilitate culture, language, sustainability, and knowledge transfer between elders and youth in the ISR.